Today's shiur, with Yirtz Hashem, in honor of Rosh Chodesh Av, which is today, and we're getting closer to the day of Tisha B'Av, of Churban HaBayis. We've intensified our Avelus. We have gotten into the mode, Yirtz Hashem, of remembering the Beis HaMikdash and the great loss that we don't have the Mikdash today. And therefore we want to study Beit HaMikdash from a halachic perspective, and finally, hashkafically. I assume you received the Mar Makomos. We begin with the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, in Perek Vav. The Rambam writes in Halacha Tezvav, Makrivim Afal Pishen Bais Bonui. We can indeed bring karbonos in the Mokom HaMikdash even without the bias. We don't have the structure, but we have the Mokom. And this applies even today. How is that so? The Rambam adds, V'ochlim kodshe kodshim b'chol ha'azara. We can eat in the azara, kodshe kodshim, afal pishi chareva, despite the fact that the bias is destroyed. Nevertheless, we can eat kodshim in the azara. The Rambam goes on and tells us we can eat maisa sheni in all of Yerushalayim, as if the Mikdash stood. And even though Yerushalayim is not surrounded by the original chomos, the walls, says the Rambam, the reason for all the above is because kedusha rishona, that means the kedusha that was engendered by Shlomo HaMelech when he built the bayis, Kidsha l'shaita v'kidsha l'asid lavo. It was sanctified for all eternity. Shaloki kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael. In contrast to the kedusha that was engendered by Yehoshua through kibush, when he conquered the land of Israel, and that sanctified the entire land, that kedusha, says the Rambam, is kidsha l'shaita v'lo kidsha l'asid lavo. And therefore, when Nebuchadnezzar came and sent us into Golus, when his kibush destroyed our kibush, there was no longer a kedusha teretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, the kedusha of Yerushalayim is kidsha l'shaita v'kidsha l'asid lavo. And why is that? The Rambam says, "Milfi shekedusha samigdash v'yushalayim ipnei hashchina u'shchina eina b'teila." The sanctity of Yerushalayim in the Mokom HaMikdash is not a result of something temporary, transient, but rather it's a result of shchina. The shchina is shora in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, and that shchina is lo b'teila li'olam. So we have here, according to the Rambam, just to summarize, a situation in which, although the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is null and void, that means after the first bias was destroyed and we went to Golus, there was no longer a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That means as far as Shvius, as far as Maisos are concerned, and other mitzvos HaTelius B'Kedushas Eretz, those were all suspended. But nevertheless, despite the fact that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is gone, is null and void, the Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdash is still very much alive. It's an independent concept of Kiddush, and it's a result of Shechina. As opposed to Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is engendered by Kibush. When that Kibush is undermined, is null and voided, the Kedusha is gone. But Yerushalayim is a Kedusha of Shechina. So we see clearly in the Rambam's frame of reference that Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael are two independent concepts. They have to be classified differently. There are two Mekadshim, one can exist without the other. So even if the Mekadish of Eretz Yisrael is nulled, nevertheless the Mekadish of Yerushalayim is still intact. The Ravid argues with the Rambam. Says the Ravid, Kedushas Mikdash Yerushalayim b'teila li'achar churban. When Bnei Yisrael was sent into Golus, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mikdash was nulled and voided. V'lo Odin, furthermore, afilu l'das ha-tanoim she-kedusha shniya kid-shala osid lavo, even if I assume that the kedusha of Ezra Nehemiah, that's kedusha shniya, is still intact and valid today, zeh u'dafka, that's only with regard to Eretz Yisrael, but as far as kedushas Yushalayim in Migdash, oh no, the kedusha of Ezra, as far as Migdash is concerned, is a temporary one. It's l'shait of a lolasid lavo, and therefore today, even though Eretz Yisrael is sanctified by virtue of the kedushas Ezra, with a sanctity that's eternal, nevertheless Yushalayim and Makom Migdash is not sanctified. And therefore, the Ravid concludes, "Hanichnas ata l'sham." If someone enters into the Makom Migdash today, following the Churban of Bayis Sheni, ein bo karis, even though he's tamei, and in case of a tamei who's contaminated, who enters into the Makom Migdash, he engenders a chiv karis, a very severe violation today. That doesn't apply. And why is that? Because Ezra's kiddush of Yerushalayim and Migdash is only temporary. It's kiddush l'shait of a low kiddush of loss and lover. So whereas as far as the Makadish of Eretz Yisrael proper is concerned, that kiddush of Ezra Nehemiah is eternal. L'shait ha'uli asid lover, the kiddush of Yerushalayim is limited. It's only l'shait with the churba, with the galus, that kiddush of Yerushalayim and Migdash is null and void. The Ravid is the exact opposite of the Rambam. Whereas the Rambam would say, let's go back to Kedusha Rishon of Shlomo HaMelech, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is eternal, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not. With regard to the Ravid, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, in this case the Kedusha, the Kiddush of Ezra and Nehemiah is eternal, but Yerushalayim is not. What's common to both the Rambam and the Ravid is they both agree to one fundamental point. And that is that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Migdash on the one hand, and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael on the other hand, are two independent Kedushas. They don't go hand in hand. There are two separate independent Makadshim, and according to the Rambam, you can have Kedushas Yerushalayim without Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. According to the Ravid, you can have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael without Kedushas Yerushalayim. The Ravid then asks, what about Ezra? Ezra implemented a Maisa Kiddush with regard to Yerushalayim. Why did he have to do so? It was totally unnecessary. If the Kiddush of Ezra for Yerushalayim and Migdash was Kidshel Shait and Kidshel Asid Lavo, why did he implement another Maisa Kiddush? Says the Ravid, Zichron Hu Shasa. He was only doing a Maisa Zikaron, the Lobe Maisav Niskadesh Hamakom. And in order for the Ravid to prove that the act of Ezra was only an act of Zikaron, he answers, he proves it, he demonstrates by the fact that there was no Melech at that time, there was no Urim V'tumim, but rather the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael was the Kedusha that was engendered by Shlomo HaMelech when he was Mekadesh L'Shaito U'Liyasid Lavo. He quotes Tosfos in Shmuel Staf Tezayin, and Tosfos raises the possibility that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael continues, that means Afi U'Liyasid Lavo, whereas Kedushas Migdash is B'Tela. This would reflect the Shita of the Ravid. The Rambam, as we said before, I'm just reviewing, says that even though Kedusha Rishona was Betela, nevertheless, the Kedushas Migdash lo Betela. If according to the Rambam, the Kedushas Migdash that was engendered by Shlomo HaMelech was Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asid Lavo, it was eternal, why did Ezra have to implement a Seder Kiddush? And the answer is L'Zecher Hu Asa. So what I told you before about L'Zecher Hu Asa according to the Ravid, I made a mistake and I apologize. Let's correct that mistake. That's according to the Rambam. Meaning, according to the Rambam, that the Kiddusha of Shlomo HaMelech, as far as Yerushalayim is concerned, is an eternal one. There was no need for Ezra to redo that kiddush through another repetitive process, that process of kiddush of Ezra was totally unnecessary and redundant. It was only lezichron u'asa. I mistakenly thought that according to the Ravid, but the Ravid's talking about Ezra and Nehemiah. The kiddush of Ezra and Nehemiah, according to the Ravid, that means the kiddush at the time of Aliyah Shnia of Yerushalayim and Migdash, that was kiddush l'shaita v'kiddush l'asid lava. But as far as the time period after Shlomo HaMelech is concerned, dafka according to the Rambam, the kiddusha of Yerushalayim is kiddush l'shaita v'kiddush l'asid lava. So let's just reiterate one last time. According to the Ravid, even if I hold that Kiddusha Shnia Kicha Liyasid Lavo, then the Kiddusha of Yerushalayim was null and void, and that's why the Ravid says that someone today whose Tomei enters into the Makom HaMikdash, he does not incur a chiyuv karis. Now the Ravid says something interesting. He's not chayuv karis. The implication of the Ravid is that he's not allowed to enter into the Mikdash even today. And although he's not liable for a chiyuv kares, but there seems to be an Iser Knisa. That's not the way the Me'iri understands it. The Me'iri suggests that if the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, of Ezra Nehemiah, is Betela, it's Kiddush L'Shaita V'lo Kiddush L'Asid Lavo, then if someone decides that he wants to go into the Makom HaMikdash today, he's certainly allowed to do so. And those who enter into the Makom HaMikdash today, even though we're all Tmeim, they're relying on the sheet of the Ravid, at least the way the Me'iri understood that sheet. But the simple reading of the Ravid would indicate that one is not permitted to enter into the Makom HaMikdash. If he does so, he's not Chayiv Kares, but he's not allowed to go in. The Ravid only alleviates him of the severe punishment of Kares. And the question arises, logically, what's the basis for this? Why should the Ravid presume an Iser Knisa if the Kiddush process of Ezra Nehemiah was Kiddush L'Shaita V'lo Kiddush L'Asid Lavo? If in our time, post-Churban, I'm talking about the Churban of Bayis Sheni, there is no Kedusha to Yerushalayim and Mikdash, why would the Ravid enjoin someone who's coming from entering into the Makom HaMikdash? That's a question. In any event, how do we paskin Halacha L'Maisa? The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Aleph quotes the Rambam that Kedushas Migdash, which was engendered by Shlomo HaMelech, is Kiddush L'Shaita v'Kiddush L'Asid Lavo. Lo B'Teilo Liolam Ashchina Lo B'Teilo Liolam. It's not just the Rambam Shita, it's also Tosus' Shita. It's the Shita of many other Rishonim. And the Chafetz Chaim in his Likutei Halachos quotes many Rishonim, and the Ravid, who says that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mikdash is completely null and void today, is a Das Yachid. He's a dissenting view. He doesn't seem to have any friends. And therefore, in the contemporary Sfarim, like for example, the Drishas Tzion, was written by Rav David Carlita some century ago, he assumes that you're not allowed to enter into the Makom HaMikdash Bituma Bismanazeh. And in fact, the Ravid seems to even agree to that, just that we don't understand the logic of the Ravid. But certainly if we want to be machmir for all the Rishonim, the Rambam at the head of the pack, and the Magen Avraham accepts the Rambam, a Tomei is not allowed to enter into the Mikdash in our time. And therefore, we have to be very careful not to enter into the Makom HaMikdash. We move out on now to page 3. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechir in Perek Zayin, we started with Perek Vav, writes that Afal Pisha Migdash Hayom Charev Be'avonoseinu, even though the Migdash is destroyed, Chayev Adamur Bimorah, There's a separate mitzvah included in Taryag of Mora, Migdash, reverence for the Migdash. And this mitzvah, Noheges, it applies in our time as if the Migdash was standing. Therefore, Yikones, he shouldn't go in. Elba Makum Shemutal Yikones Lasham. Velo Yeshiv Ba'azor, in the place that's the Azor, we're not allowed to sit. Velo Yekel Rosho, Keneged Shar Mizbech, etc., etc. And here the Rambam invokes a pasuk to prove this. The pasuk says, "Eshabsosai tishmoru u'mikdashai tiro." The Torah combines Shabbos with Mora Migdash, and the Gemara he's quoting is in Yevamos on Davav Mashviras Shabbos li olam. Just as Shabbos exists forever and ever, Af Mora Migdash li olam, Af al pisha charev biktushaso omed. Even though the Migdash is destroyed, we don't have the mechitzos of the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, the Makom HaMikdash in its sanctity still exists today, and we have to be very careful, and we have to treat it with Mora Migdash. And the Rambam would seem at face value to be going with Shitaso, because as we said before, the Rambam holds that the Kedushas Migdash that was engendered by Shlomo HaMelech is Kishol Shaita V'Kishol Asid Lavo. It's an eternal Kedusha. However, according to the Ravid, who says that with the Churban of Bayis Sheni, the Kiddush of Ezra, of Migdash, and Yerushalayim is null and void, it would seem that there is no mitzvah of Mora Migdash. And yet, there are those who insist that even the Ravid agrees that the mitzvah of Mora Migdash applies today. Although a Tamei who enters in, as we said before, the Ravid is Mefurash, that he doesn't incur a Chiyuv Kares, but he's not allowed to go in there. The mitzvah of Mora Migdash applies even in our time. And once again, the question is why, since the Ravid holds that Kidshah L'Shaita V'lo Kidshah L'Asad Lavo, so with Churban, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim was null and void, why would the mitzvah of Mora Migdash still apply? Another form of the same question that we asked before. Daniel Mayer is asking the following question. What would be the halacha about the police who enter into the Makom HaMikdash today, the Israeli police? According to the Rambam, and possibly even the Ravid, this would be absolutely prohibited, because the premise is that every one of us is Tameh. Could it be that they undergo a process of Tara? Maybe we should send the police into a mikvah. I'm not sure that mikvah is enough. If they incur Tumas Mess, we need Azoya with Mechatos. So we're dealing with a very severe Isur. Maybe that's why the police stand at the side and they let the Arabs go in there. I don't know. That's how Derech Milsa de B'dichusa. More likely the police are going there for security reasons. Would that be enough to permit a Jew to go onto the Arabayis, according to the Rambam? And even according to the Ravid, I'm not sure it would be permitted. That's very doubtful. Hardly doubtful. By the way, you should know that some people hold the Kotel that we daven at today is very close to the Arabayis, which means we're not allowed to go in there. A Tamei Mess has to observe Shiluach Mishalosh Machnos. And you may see some Machmirim who will stand at a distance from the Kotel, and they won't go all the way up to the Kotel. In any event, that's an issue that we can study, but we neither on another occasion if you bug me about it. What I'd like to show you here on page 4 is that there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos is in 2 places, possibly even in 3 places. Rashi is in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yutes, and Tosfos there, and also Megillah and Yevamos in the name of Reb Chaim Cohen. The question is, what is the halacha of Bamos? You know that at the time before Shlomo HaMelech, during the Tkufa of Yoshua, the Tkufa of the Shoftim, we had something called a Heter Bamos. And a person was allowed to bring a karbon in his own private Bama, his altar that he structured, he built in his backyard. The Gemara assumes that Misha Bo Yerushalayim, when Shlomo HaMelech got to Yerushalayim, And possibly even when David HaMelech got to Yerushalayim and he designated the Makom HaMikdash, David didn't build the Mikdash, but at least he designated and he purchased the Makom HaMikdash from Arnon HaYavusi. From that moment, Nesru HaBamos. There was an Iser Bamos. Meshuv Lo Hayalem Heter. There was no Heter to bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Liolam Voet. And the Gemara establishes this according to the Ma'an Yoma that says Kiddusha Rishona Kidshal Shaita V'Kidshal Asid Lama. It means that when Shlomo Melech sanctified the Makom HaMikdash, he did it for all eternity, and therefore at that moment the Iser Bamos was set into motion. Avolam Andi Omar Lo Kidsha Liasid Lavo. This is the sheet of Rashi. Habamos mutaros, kishem shayu mutaros liachar shenechru vashilo. Okay, this is a more complicated sugi, but there was a Mishkan of Shilo that stood for over 3 centuries. With the destruction of Shilo, before Shlomo HaMelech designated the Beis HaMikdash, or I should say David HaMelech and so forth, there was a heter bamos. Why? Because the sanctity of Shilo was completely nulled and voided by the Churban of Shilo, and at that point there was a Heter Bamos. It means that the Iser Bamos depends upon the Kedusha. If the Kiddush is still intact, then and only then is there an Iser Bama. And therefore Rashi is of the opinion in Masechet Zvachim that with the destruction of the first Mikdash, since Kedusha Rishon, according to this man, Yom Kitsha, L'Shaita, V'lo Kitsha L'Asid Lavo, we can go back to the situation as it were after the destruction of Shiloh with the Heter Bamos. However, Tosus disagrees, and Tosus claims that once the Makom HaMikdash was designated, that even if the Kedusha of Mikdash is voided, is undermined by Churban, nevertheless there's no Heter Bamos. So the Brisker Rav explains beautifully that there are two different halachas over here. There's one halacha of Kiddush, and there's another halacha of Bechiras HaMakom. Bechiras HaMakom means that God chose the place. Initially, it was stated by the Torah as HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Once that Bechira was set into motion, it completely undermines Bamos for all time. That's the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos. You can never ever bring a carbon on the Bama, and this has nothing to do with Kedushas Yerushalayim V'Mikdash. In fact, if we assume that the Iser Bamos was initiated by David HaMelech didn't even build the Beis HaMikdash. He was enjoined from doing so, and therefore there's no Kedushas Mikdash, and yet there's an Iser Bama. Says the Brisker Rav, the Iser Bama is contingent not on Kedushas Mikdash for Yerushalayim, but rather it's engendered by the Bechira of Yerushalayim. When the Torah chooses Yerushalayim, that's when the Iser Bama comes into being. And in fact, this position is demonstrated by the fact that, as I said before, David HaMelech bought Goren Arnon, the Goren of Arnon HaYavusi, based on the Nevuah. And although he didn't build a bayis there, he designated the place. At that moment in time, the pasuk that says HaMakom Asher Yivchar is activated. And the Iser Bamos is Chal. That's the Shita of not only the Balei HaTosfos, but also the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Milchus Beis HaBechira, Halacha Gimel. The din of Bechira on the Makom is a separate din, and it engenders the Iser of building any bias other than the bias that will be built in that specified chosen place. It's almost reminiscent of Am Yisrael, that just like the Jewish nation are chosen to the exclusion of any other nation, there's a makom, a place that's a location on the face of the globe that's chosen to the exclusion of any other location. That's going to be the makom HaMikdash, That's called an act of Bechira. Once that Bechira is implemented, no one could build a Beis Hashem, no one could build an altar, except in the Makom HaNivchar, in that place, which is designated as the place for the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, even if the Kedusha of Mikdash and Yerushalayim of Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Bayis and he built the Azara, even if I would argue that that Kedusha only exists as long as the Bayis stands, but with the Churban, that Kedusha is null and void, it's gone, it's Kidshel Shaitav, a low Kidshel, nevertheless that has no impact on the Heter Bamos, which is contingent upon Bechira. Once it's set in motion by Bechira Samakom, it's eternal and it can never be reversed. And if this be the case, perhaps we can answer up the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. But before I formulate and answer the question of the Lechem Mishnah, because there's a stira lechor in the Rambam, let me ask Daniel Meir's question here. As far as Tmei Mace, wouldn't it be logical to presume that everyone today is a Tmei Mace? Even if someone did not come in direct contact with a mess, or he didn't enter into an Ola mess, maybe he was never in a hospital in his life, whatever it might be, but nevertheless, would he contaminate himself with Tumas Mess through Maga, by being touched by someone else who's a Tumas Mess? I'm assuming that's what you mean when you say in contact with those who have been Nitma Lamesa. Tumas Mess can be engendered in a number of different ways. As far as I know, it is not engendered by Nagia. It's got to have to be, you know, Negiah, for example, would be Matame Ochlin Umashkin. The question is if it's Matame Adam. But let me get back for a moment, Daniel, if you will, to this question of the two dinim, one din of Bechiras HaMakom and the other din of Kiddush when the Mikdash is built. Perhaps with these two dinim, we can answer a L'chora Stira in the Rambam, which was noticed by the Lechem Mishnah many, many hundreds of years ago. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in his opening line, says, Mitzvah Saseh, Lasos Beis Hashem. There's a mitzvah to build a Beis Hashem. Shenemar V'asu L'Migdash. That pasuk is in Parshas Truma. In Sefer Shmos, the Torah says, build me a Mikdash. And that is not that mitzvah, that command is not limited to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not limited to the Midbar, it's not limited to the Mishkan of the Midbar. It applies to the Mishkan, says the Rambam, as representative of a Beis Hashem. There's no difference here, says the Rambam, between a Mishkan and a Mikdash, and they're all included under this mandate of the Yosuli Mikdash. However, let's open up the Rambam, not in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, but many books later, in Hilchos Melachim. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Melachim at the very beginning? He says, Shalosh mitzvos nitztavu ben Yisrael b'shas k'nisosam l'aretz. There were three mitzvos which became incumbent and were mandated when the people entered into the land. They have to appoint a king, meaning Melech, they have to destroy Amalek, and they have to build the Beis HaBechira. Shenemar. And instead of quoting the pasuk in Truma, which he quotes at the beginning of Beis HaBechira, he quotes a different pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, L'shichno sidrashena ubas hashama. Says the Lechem Mishnah, I don't understand. Are there two different sources for the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash? Why does the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira quote the pasuk V'yasu L'Migdash, and in Hilchos Melachim he quotes the pasuk L'shichno Sidrashenu? The answer is beautiful, and this I saw in the Rav's Sefer on Avodas HaKorbanos, the Rav says that there's no steer in the Rambam. When the Rambam is dealing with the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, that mitzvah is derived from the pasuk V'yasu LiMikdash, and that's the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira. He's specifically, explicitly addressing Asiyas HaMikdash and Binyano. But the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim is talking about a different mitzvah entirely. He's talking about the mitzvah of designating the Makom HaMikdash. And that's derived from the pasuk L'shichno Sidrishu, meaning Doresh, look and crave for that place where the Shechina will reside. And that requires us to designate, which is what David HaMelech did, a Makom HaMikdash. The import of this halacha of designating a place of HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shichno Sidrishu is the Iser Bamos that we spoke about before. And perhaps this would answer another question. The Rambam says that there are three mitzvos that we were commanded when we entered into Eretz Yisrael. That makes sense in terms of setting up a melech and destroying a molech. The psukim say explicitly that only after we won the battles and the military campaign was successful, we were kind of in the midst of Yerushas Aretz and then 7 years of Yeshiva Baretz. At the culmination of those 14 years, we become obligated, as the psukim indicate, in setting up a melech and in destroying a molech. But the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash was commanded at the time when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, as the Rambam formulates at the beginning of Beis HaBechira, V'yasu LiMikdash, build me a Mikdash. So how can the Rambam possibly say that that mitzvah depends upon Knesset L'Eretz Yisrael? That mitzvah was engendered even way back at the time of Midbar. But the answer is that the mitzvah that the Rambam is talking about when he says Shalosh mitzvahs nitztaven b'knisa b'Eretz Yisrael, what the Rambam is talking about is not the binyan habayis, not the asiyas habayis. In the Midbar, they were obligated in the asiyas hamikdash, but even so, there was not yet a bechira of one specific place. Only after Yerusha v'Yeshiva, when Klal Yisrael successfully vanquished all the nations that occupy Canaan, and they set up a domicile therein, now we could choose a place, HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, and then we fulfill the mitzvah of L'Shichno Sidrishu U'Basa U'Basa Shem. I would like to talk to you a little bit about the possibility of bringing karbanos bizman hazeh. Now it's Bein HaMetzorim, and we feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. We're already in the 9 days. Here where I'm speaking to you from, we're in the second of the 9 days. In your part of the world, we're only in Rosh Chodesh Av. And we feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And we should feel it intensively, intensely, on a daily basis, the whole year round. We ask Hashem, b'mehera, to build the Beis HaMikdash. And I'd like to use this moment to wonder whether or not we are lacking the ability today of bringing a karbon in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says in Masechta Edios, in the 8th parak, Omer Rabbi Yoshua, Shamati, I heard Shemakrivim, Afal Pishein Bayis. Even despite the loss and the destruction of Mikdash, we can be makriv karbanos. The ochlim kotche kotche, we can eat in the Azara. Afal pishein kloim, even though we don't have the walls that surround the Azara, the mechitzos. We can eat kotchim kalim, and maisesheni, and Yerushalayim, afal pishein choma. Shekidusha rishona kitshal ashaita v'kitshal asid lava. This Mishnah is the source for the Rambam that we saw before. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Vav, and the Rambam writes, as we saw at the outset of the Shia, L'fichach makrivim karbonos Afal Pishain Sham Bayis Banu. We don't have a bias that's built. Lufishik Dusha Samivi Shushlaim Neashchina Ushchina Eina Betela. Vareu Omer Rashi Mosius Mikdoshechem. The Omer Chacham Afal Pishain Shom Mikdusha Sinem Omdit. So the Rambam establishes that karbonos don't depend on the Migdash itself, the physical Migdash, but rather on the Kedushas Makom HaMikdash, which still exists today because Shlomo's Kiddush was a Kiddush of Shechina Vashchina Eina Betela. Now there's a very, very famous sefer on Inyan Yisroim called the Kaftov HaFerach, and he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel Miparis, who's of the opinion that Lovel Yerushalayim, he says, you can go to Yerushalayim and you can be makriv karbonos even bizman hazeh. However, we have a problem of tumah. How can we enter into the mikdash to bring a karbon? And the answer is that if it's a karbon tzibur, and he specifically mentions karbon pesach, the halacha is tumah hutra b'tzibur. For the sake of bringing a karbon, when we're obligated to do so, we can enter into the Migdash and bring a karbon. In other words, there are two issues about bringing a karbon in our time. The first issue is whether there's Kedushas Migdash. And the Rambam says there's Kedushas Migdash despite the Shomama, despite the destruction of the temple, because the Kedushas Migdash is inherent in the Makom. The second issue is, what about Tumah Vatara? And here we invoke the principle of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So Gary is saying the following: if most of Klal Yisrael is Tomei, then we can bring some Korbanos Bituma. Well, I don't know if that's why people are walking on the Har Bayis today. I don't know that they're bringing a Korban. But you're right. And this discussion, Gary, engendered an entire literature. About 150 years ago, a sefer was written specifically about the issue of bringing a karbon pesach on the Makom HaMikdash today, bizman hazeh, tumah hutra b'tzibur. And the one who jumped in to get involved in this whole controversy, this pulmus, was the Binyan Tzion. If I'm not mistaken, the Binyan Tzion's name was Rav Etlinger, the author of the Aruch HaNer. I may be mistaken here. But in any event, the Binyan Tzion is mefalbel at great length against those who would claim that you're allowed to bring a karbon in our time. He writes the following: Afil l'mandiyom makrivim afal pishbein bayis the alfinim came mivashi mose. Even according to the Rambam sheet, he says mikomakom omra kodesh baruch hu. God declares v'lo ariach berech nichochechem. This is part of the tochacha that as a result of korban, God says I will not accept the aroma of your korbanos. And the Gemara in Zvachim Adaf Mem Vav says that L'shem Shisha Dvarim Azevach Nizbach. There are six things that we achieve by bringing a karbon. One of the six is Reach Nichoach. In other words, if we bring a karbon today after the Korban Abayis, the Torah has already revealed to us that that karbon would not have a Reach Nichoach. So why bring a karbon? We can't bring a karbon for the purpose of all six, one of which is Reach Nichoach. It's meaningless. No, so he says, so this principle of bringing the karbon without the Beis HaMikdash after its destruction is meaningless because his Velo Ariach kicks in. He says, Yesh Lomar, the Yesh Nachkabusa L'inyin Masha Omru, Bizvachim Dafkub Zayin, Hamale Bizman Azeh. He knows if somebody shechts kodshim in our time, vehela chutz li azara, and he would bring a karbon outside of the azara, he's chayev, that's called shchute chutz, mipneshu royally karev bifnim. In other words, there are two dinim here, I think he's saying. There's one din as far as our ability to bring a karbon and fulfill a mitzvah of bringing a karbon. That's impeded by the lack, the absence of reach nichoach. But as far as the karbon itself is concerned, the karbon is a karbon kosher. The animal that was consecrated for the mikdash is kosher. to be brought on the Mizbeach. Why? Because even though it's lacking the ability to bring Reach Nichoach, nevertheless it's royally carved bifnim. And royally carved bifnim is enough to engender an Iser of Shchut Eichutz. If someone were to be magdish an animal today and shechted outside of the Azara, he would be chayef for Shchut Eichutz, because that carbon is called royally carved bifnim. That's halach in the carbon itself. As far as we are concerned, says the Binyan Tzion, we do not bring karbanos bisman hazeh because we can't achieve the goal. We're enjoined. There's a barrier here which prevents us from reaching the goal of what? Of reach nichoach, because God declared v'lo ariach bereach nichochachem, and therefore today we will not bring a karban. Kishetziva Kodesh Baruch Hu livnoso. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will command us to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and there are various conditions that have to be met before that comes about, then we can bring Makriv, even without a bias, because he says once the tzivui to build the Beis HaMikdash is given, then the curse of Lo Ariach is lifted, and now the carbon is royally carved for Makom HaMikdash, then we would say Makrivim Afal Pi She'ein Bayis. Okay. Now, the case of Karban Pesach, I don't think we have time to discuss, but I would like to discuss with you one issue which is touched upon by the Binyan Tzion. And that is that according to the Rambam that we said at the beginning of the sixth parak of Beis HaBechira, a Tomei who enters into the Arbayis today would be Chayiv Kores. The Raiva disagrees. The Binyan Tzion and many others paskin like the Rambam, as we indicated before, the Magen Avraham and Siman Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, and therefore today a Tomei who enters into the Mikdash is Chayiv Kores. The Binyan Tzion suggests that the Ravid would also agree that there is an Iser Doraisa to enter in. We mentioned this Diuk in the Ravid before. However, why is it that according to the Ravid, if Kid Shol Shaita V'lo Kid Shol Lasad Lovo, why should there be an Iser for a Tomei to enter in there? That I'm not sure. But be that as it may, according to an entire school of thought, both the Ravid and the Rambam would enjoin us from entering into the Harabayis Bisman Hazeh because of that tumah. Gary, you're asking if there is no Kiddusha Liyasid Lavo, meaning according to the Ravid Shita, then can't you bring it anywhere? And the answer is no. Because remember that we distinguish between the halacha of Kiddusha and the halacha of Bechira. With regard to bringing a carbon anywhere else in the world, that's called the Heter Bamos. Once there's a Bechira of the Makom, even if we don't have the Kedusha of the Makom, the Bechira itself is enough to enjoin us from bringing a carbon anywhere other than in that Makom. What about Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazeh? There is a custom, believe it or not, to come on Aliyah to the Regel Bizman Hazeh, and it's based on a Shir Hashirim Rabbah. Achos Lano, the Medrash says, Afal pi shechar beis hamigdash lo batlu Yisrael pa'amei regolim shalahem shalosh pa'amei b'shona. Klal Yisrael was still machmir. This is a historical fact. They took it upon themselves, and this is recorded by the Medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabbah, to come to Yerushalayim even though the Mikdash is destroyed. 5 centuries ago, the Levush, his name was Rav Mordechai Yaffa, in his Orach Chaim Siman Kof Yud Zayin writes, Gam li achar churban hayu nogim ken, afal pi shelo yo olim lemigdash, hayu misasvim yachad biyushalayim. Fascinating. They didn't go into the Makom HaMikdash. And you and I will probably suggest that the reason why they didn't, even those who came on Aliyah L'Regel to Yerushalayim, did not go into the Mikdash is because they were Tmeim. I would suggest another answer, which may be even more fundamental. The Torah says, "Lo yirah upon ireka." You're not allowed to enter into the Azara without a karban. Within the context of Aliyah L'Regel, this would incur a violation of a lav d'oraisa of Biarei Kanis. Again, unless you say they brought a karban. But if they didn't bring a karban, based on all the poskim that we saw before, the BNC and at the head of the group, then there would be a violation of the Isur Lo Yirah upon Ireka. I'm not sure. Could be that's wrong. Because maybe if there's no ability to bring a karban, then we're not chayav in a karban, and therefore the Isur of Lo Yirah upon Ireikam doesn't apply. The Isur of Lo Yirah upon Ireikam is engendered by the chiyuv karban. If there's no chavas karban, then there's no Isur of Lo Yirah upon it. In any event, the Levush testifies that they did not enter into the Mokam of Migdash, let's assume because of reasons of Tumah. Hayumis Asvim Yachad B'Yushalayim, those who lived in close enough proximity would all converge on Yerushalayim during the Regel. And he says, Lachain Loyu Maschilim V'Sein Talumotar Ad Zayin Marcheshmi. The halacha that you postpone asking God for matar, which we do even earlier, should be postponed until after Zayin Mar Cheshbon, to allow the Ole Regel time to get back home. Fascinating. And I want to conclude this year with a story that the Gemara tells in the Darm Daf Chav Gimel. Maisa b'adam echad shehidir es ishto milalos l'regel. The man imposed upon his wife a neder that she should not go on aliyah l'regel. Ubal lefnei Rav Yossi v'hitir. And he came fataras nedarim in front of Rav Yossi. I just want to take the opportunity to say goodbye to Gary and thank you so much for coming. And let's be in touch. Just to finish up, the Rush writes in Masechet Nedarim, Shahayu miskabtim lishmo adrosha, that it seems that there was an aliyah l'regel to come and hear the drasha. You know this halacha in the Gemara Pesachim and elsewhere of Sholem v'dash milchus achad b'chad. The Chacham used to be doresh the halachos publicly on the regel. The af hanoshim, even the women folk, Hayu nagos mitzvah lavo shama v'liros b'chvoda shel Torah. Even though they're not obligated the mitzvah Talmud Torah, they wanted to see and experience the Kavanah Torah, to be uplifted and inspired by this great vision of Kavanah Torah, when the Chacham would publicly darshan on the regel. And therefore, the Maratz Chayis writes that the Rush found the following difficulty. He said, how could it be that Rabbi Yossi was willing to be matir this neder to allow this woman to come on Aliyah L'Regel? Rabbi Yossi lived after the Churban HaBayis. That's a historical fact. And there was no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. On that, the Rush answers no. That even though, strictly speaking, there's no chiyuv mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel after the Churban, but nevertheless there was a minog that on the Regel they went, they flocked to Yerushalayim in order to hear the drasha and get the horah and get all the rulings and the guidance that they needed for halacha relevant to the regel. Lifshad hayu olim lifshad beam sfeikas. But the Maratz Chayis suggests that maybe, in fact, although the Rush doesn't buy into this, they came on Aliyah L'Regel not to hear the drasha and to answer their halachic questions, to raise these issues in front of the Chacham and get guidance, but there was a minhag of Aliyah L'Regel after the Churban. And even someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael itself has a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, not b'toras chova, but at least by virtue of this minhag. The Beis HaMikdash is charev, but the Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Makom is still intact, at least according to the Rambam. We should flock to Yerushalayim as a kiyum of Zecher Aliyah L'Regel, or maybe there is even some sort of partial kiyum of Aliyah L'Regel, even without bringing a karban. Says the Maratz Chayos, much later than the Rosh, of course, that's the reason Rabbi Yossi was matin the neder on behalf of this woman who was married to a person who enjoined her through neder from coming on Aliyah L'Regel, because there was a minog to come on Aliyah L'Regel. And it's not just the Maratz Chayos, it's not just the Levush, it also appears in a tshuva of the Nod B'Yehuda. He says, "Bizman hazeh shebavono seinu harav nizkayim vashimosi es mikdoshechem." The mikdash is destroyed. Nevertheless, afilu bizman shmama kedushas aleh vashkina lo zaza mikosal maravi. And he writes that therefore, he says, "Ein anachnu holchim lekabel pnei shchina ki lo chivos on a Torah ki im bekarma chagiga aliyas l'rega." It sounds like the Nod B'Yehuda was well aware of this minog that they came on aliyah l'rega. The Nod B'Yehuda says that the Torah did not obligate us to come on Aliyah L'Regel if we can't bring the Karban and the Chagiga, the Olas Riyah, and we can't do that. And therefore, despite the fact that Shechina Lo Zaza and the Kedushas Makom still is intact, we're not obligated to be Makabel Hifnei Shechina. But the implication of the Nod B'Yehuda is that there was such a minig after the Korban. It wasn't Aliyah L'Regel Mamish, because, after all, we couldn't bring the Karma Chagig and the Elias and the Olas Re'iyah, but they are knowing to go to Yerushalayim. They were mispalel there. They heard the drushes. They learned Torah there. Perhaps we could say that it's a zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. And I just want to close and say that now that we're coming close to the time in which we commemorate the Churban HaBayis, Tisha B'Av is fast and approaching, we should raise our lips in tefillah and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore to us the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of the Mikdash and the Makom Mikdash we have according to the Rambam, Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asid Lavo, Shechina Lo Zaza Me'olam, Afilu B'Shmama Kedusha Saleha. Now what we need is the actual bias, and we should be Zochim Yirtz Hashem to see in our time, speedily, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Aliyah L'Regel be reinstituted, the mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael in all its boundaries, much more expanded boundaries than what we have now. And of course, the mitzvah of appointing a king, reestablishing the Sanhedrin, destroying Amalek. All these mitzvahs should be mekuyam, b'mheira v'yameinu, amen. If there are any questions, now could be a good time to ask. So, Daniel, I would say the following. There are experts who really know where you're allowed to go and where you're not allowed to go. You know, I'm not, Rav Chaim Zinman used to get involved in these issues, Rav Goren, you know, everybody had their own view about where you could go and where you couldn't. All right, Daniel, I'm going to say goodbye now. And Shkoyach Gadol, thank you so much. Tomorrow, if you're interested, we have a shiur. We're going to talk about Derech Halimu. What?
7:05,
which is in America it's 12:05, and here in Israel it's 7:05. You know.
Okay, 12:05 is good for me because I'm in the middle of the day here.
Okay.
So I can break away to do something good.
Excellent. Make sure that you got the Maromakomus. I sent it out. Call to. Bye bye.